Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome back to Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
If you guys are just joining us for the first time, this is the show where Lara and I take niche trends that are of interest to us and we haul them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun time. So welcome to the show. I wanted to share something that I came across on TikTok, which I actually think in our like ins and outs for 2023, I'll say referencing TikTok is out, but I'm unfortunately doing it right now. So de-influencing talk, have you heard of this?
No.
It's basically the anti-influencer, anti-consumerism side of the app, which is mainly all about those things. So I'm obsessed with it. And I'm here to say, I think we're de-influencing.
I hope we are. I feel like we kind of aren't, though, because this is definitely a nod to consumerism and needs, but maybe we're just influencing
in a different way.
Yeah, like about conscious spending. Influencing people to engage in conscious spending. Think about Trash Island.
Always.
I'm haunted by Trash Island every single day. I have to reckon with Trash Island.
Anytime you pull out your credit card, first think Trash Island and then think about if you need to spend.
Yeah.
It works every time.
Will this end up on Trash Island? And if the answer is yes, then you have a new set of questions that comes in, but you really need to vet and be honest about how you're contributing to Trash Island.
See, that is a de-influencing thought process, I would argue.
Yeah.
So we're aiming to be de-influencers. At least I am.
I'd love to purchase, but I'm trying to be less influenced by others and just stepping into my own intuition and influence.
Right.
And if that happens to make people want to buy things, what can I do?
Which leads us to today's topic, today's trend. We're talking about wellness. Lara is very, I think, educated in the space as a consumer. I have a storied background in the category. So we were sort of trying to figure out like what would be the right way to haul this topic. And the conclusion we came to is just hauling our A+ recs. So I guess we're anti-de-influencing for this particular episode, but I think it's still going to be a fun combo.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you're bringing to the table because you are like the wellness guru in a lot of ways. So this is exciting. And I think the Too Niche audience has been craving some wellness stuff. Yeah, so
it's fun. Here's what I'll say. I guess I turned my back on talking about the industry publicly on a weekly basis because quite frankly, I was bored. And also there were numerous other reasons that we could all side-eye the wellness industry as a whole, but also at the end of the day, there are some really amazing innovations happening in the space, and it's all about in the name of feeling good and picking up practices that lead to you feeling good. So I'm all about that side of it.
Yeah. I think there's like, it's like wellness is twofold to me. Or it's kind of separated into two parts. There's stuff that's just like basic health things or discoveries that you can do that just make your day-to-day existence better, or like your immunity better, or just like your body function better. And then there's just like kooky things that you decide to engage in that are somewhat ridiculous, might not be scientifically proven, but I've tried them and they helped me. And because I have the disposable income to engage with them, I would recommend them. But also part of the reason I love them is because they're crazy.
Yeah.
And luckily, they're not scientifically
proven. For this conversation, we're straddling the line and we're hitting both categories today.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you kick it off for us?
Okay. My big discovery in Q4 was something that initially I came across as described as pineal gland light therapy. And I kept seeing it pop up in this like newsletter that I read. Like a lot of artists were really recommending it, and like younger Gen Z cool people were. So I was like, I want to get in on whatever this is. I need to find a practitioner in LA. And then I came across this machine. I think your pineal gland is activated when you're lying under it, but it's like a very specific light machine with like halogen and LED lights, and you lie underneath it and you listen to a soundtrack of your choosing, and the machine just kind of, all the lights just flash and your eyes are closed, but your brain makes these crazy kind of kaleidoscopic fractal images out of the light patterns. And so it's different every time, like the colors you see, the patterns you see, and it is very specific to like your own brain kind of coming up with it, because the lights are not colored, they're just white lights. And I did a series of three. Let me pull up the name.
Yeah, so can you remind me where the pineal gland is located? Is that the thing that Carol Radzi realized she had bigger than everybody else's, that was revealed at a Roni reunion?
Was that? Did she say that?
She's like,
She would say that shit.
She, to be honest, one of my favorite housewives of all time.
Yeah, she's great.
I trust
her implicitly.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Best style of any housewife.
Great vibes, but also, she is that bitch that would say that about her damn pineal gland.
There was some sort of gland that was enlarged, and that's why she claimed her behavioral reasoning was due to that. And I loved that. It was bringing science.
This is the pineal gland. I think it's like kind of in the middle.
Okay.
But you know the Egyptian hieroglyphics where it's like the eye?
Mm-hmm.
People think that it's modeled after the pineal gland.
Oh, cool.
I'm not a doctor, nor am I a scientist, but I know it's cool and important, and I want mine to be as activated as possible.
Do you feel like when you do that sort of treatment that it sort of like opens up aspects of your mind in a way that you have like clearer thinking as a result, or what do you feel afterwards?
The type of light that I tried is called a Lucia light. And I think there are different brands and kinds of light, but this is a light that you have, that like a practitioner has to like purchase it and then train themselves in administering. And when you lie under it, my practitioner, shout out to Teresa, you do like a series of 3 to 6, and it helps like rewire your nervous system. And to me, I noticed that it felt meditative. I just felt like clearer afterwards and like having a more uplifted mood. And then I was going through like stressful stuff with my family at the time, and it kind of gave me a clearer picture of all that, or a better way of comprehending it and processing that kind of thing. And I did feel better afterwards.
How much does a session run you?
She sells in packages, so we'll like give you discounts. It can be anywhere from $90 to $120.
Okay.
So it's not like break the bank. It's not cheap, but if you do like 3 sessions, you're not going to pay the same rate every single session. There'll be discounts baked in. And then it's the kind of thing that I wanted to do like the big overhaul at first and get the full rewiring. But if I really had unlimited funds, I'd go like once a week and treat it like a therapy kind of thing. Because you can also listen to orchestral music. I listen to aura specific frequencies for various like auras, like where it goes through like your whole body. And then I did listen to footage from like an ayahuasca ceremony, which was crazy because it sounds like you're in the room of the ayahuasca ceremony. So you hear like people walking around and like
puking,
rattles and
farting.
Stuff. Yeah. And so that was crazy. But I would try different levels of intensity. So like I love like a psychedelic journey, so I'm down to just like ramp it up and then have crazy visuals. But depending on what you're going through or what you're there for to focus on, the practitioner can recommend like, oh, maybe you want something more mellow this time, or if you want to like jack it up, you can.
Have you tried ayahuasca?
No.
Okay. Do you want to?
Yeah, I think there've been times in my life where I'm like, no, now is not the time, but I think I could handle whatever it brings now, because I'm mm-hmm. in like a more secure.
Yeah. I feel I want to be a late in life ayahuasca doer. Like I want to be in my 60s and be like, now's the time. I want to do a late in life OnlyFans, and I want to do a late in life ayahuasca ceremony. Those are my plans so far.
That's really smart.
Thanks.
I love that idea. Then you have all the wisdom, you have all the confidence, and you can just
and
like,
you have your niche mm-hmm. as an for the OnlyFans. Like nothing sets me apart now.
Yeah, true.
It's run of the mill.
And the competition is more fierce. And you can really, for me, it's like you have to figure out even what you're gonna do on OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like to be in an older age bracket, you can sort of just be.
Mm-hmm.
And find your community, find your people.
I love that.
Thanks.
So yeah, I would recommend if you're looking for like a light therapy thing, you can Google Lucia Light Experience, and it has a map. This is how I found my lady. It has a map of who owns the lights in what city, and then you can find a Lucia Light practitioner.
I really want to try it. I've heard great things.
It's very cool.
I'm going to start big. I'm going to start with a big new discovery that I'm really excited about. Over the holidays, I had my first experience with NAD therapy, doing an NAD drip, which is, and I'm going to just have dear Google pronounce it because Lord knows I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. So here we go. NAD stands for this.
Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
That's not what I had ever expected it to sound like.
AKA NAD. Mm-hmm. That's what we're calling it for very obvious reasons.
NAD.
NADs. I actually thought it was NAD for a really long time, but it's NAD. And essentially it helps. It has to do with your mitochondria and your cells repairing. But the benefits of it are increased energy, brain function, athletic performance, metabolism, mental clarity, mood. I mean, it's sort of like across the board just really helps, especially if people have autoimmune issues. I've heard it's really helpful for that, or just like run-of-the-mill blahs, which is what I was experiencing. And I felt so good after I'd had this drip. I had a 250 milligram drip. You get either 250, which is sort of like the starter drip, and then generally, it's 500 milligrams, and it's also insanely expensive. I mean, yeah. I've been deep in my research, and the cheapest I found for 250 milligrams is $350. The most expensive I found for a 500 milligram was like around $900 at like a really fancy place that's like in Beverly Hills, West Hollywood type things. So there's an obvious markup there. So, but I was basically hooked after my first session, and I was like, I need to figure out how I can make this affordable. And then I found this company called Ion Layer that essentially creates these NAD patches that you wear up to 14 hours, and it disseminates NAD into your system without using the needles or the insane markup. I think that it ends up being, because you have to buy them in packages, it ends up being, I want to say, like $83 a session that you administer on yourself. But I had emailed the founders because I was like, I need to know all about what's going on. And they said they really wanted to create a modality for NAD that didn't include needles, because obviously needles are tough. And it through the patches, it infuses over longer periods of time so you don't get symptoms. So with an IV drip, you can get pretty nauseous from it just because of the way it's going being delivered into your system. And you don't need to go to a clinic, obviously. And the price is about an eighth of the cost for an infusion. So all signs are pointing to this being my new favorite discovery. The brand is called Ion Layer. And I've done two of the patches so far. You can do them once every 5 days for 6 weeks, or you can do one every day to sort of like high dose yourself. And obviously I have nothing to do in the medical field. So like, please, please, please do your own research. I'm just communicating on a trend that I have witnessed, have experienced, that I really enjoyed. I had no negative side effects. In fact, I felt like my mood boosted. I felt like I had more energy. I've been sleeping really well. Like, it's just sort of, I feel realigned and A plus.
I love that. I've also been on the NAD train for almost a year now. Like, I've been taking True Niagen.
Yep.
Because I read about it on Goop and I was like, I need this, like, unclear kind of on a lot of things, but I just know that I'm down. And now I take 600 milligrams a day, once in the, or 300 in the morning, 300 in the evening. And it's hard because I've never gone off of it really to like see if there's a difference. But what I do know is that when I've gotten sick, I'm not taken out for a long time. Like, I've gotten sick probably 2 times in the past year, and I'll have 1, maybe 2 days of just like need to sleep, can't do anything, but I bounce back really quickly. And I think that's the sign of health, and like really good health is not whether or not you're getting sick. It's just like, what's your recovery time?
Yeah.
And I've noticed with workouts that I'm not as sore, and I'm now on like a very much like, I'm on like a workout kick, specifically after seeing Tamra Judge train for a fitness competition in season 10 of Real Housewives, her season 10 or 11 of Real Housewives of Orange County. And I was like, I'm going to just get really fit. And in conjunction with the workout I'm doing, which is mostly like strength training based, I feel like I'm making strides faster than when I was doing this same workout, same time, like same days a week, but without on NAD. And it could totally be fake, but
like a placebo effect, but who knows?
But I don't think it is.
As long as you're on your cut fitness track.
Yeah.
Bless. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And so you can start out, they say on with Niagen, with that specific supplement, you want to start lower and then you work your way up to taking like the amount that I would be taking. But I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
I am a big fan of True Niagen as well. Okay, also, I just have to say, I think one of my biggest annoyances with sitting where I did in wellness, and it's so many brands, you guys, that are just paying to play, that just are gifting people or wanting to pay influencers or podcasters or whatever the case may be to talk about their brand, which is fine. That's how this shit works. But I think when it comes to your health, it is so, so important to, yes, be inspired by something you hear, but then go check it out and talk to your doctor and do the research and all of those things. It just felt like such dangerous territory, even when it comes to like supplements or any of those things. Like, it just felt like something was off with the water with how that whole system was working. And like, maybe one day I can get more in depth of all of that, and certainly happy to. But this is a Rex show. This is, you know, we're talking about things we love and use. And I think that that's great. And it's really great to spread the good word. That's a wonderful thing. It's just so important to figure out what works best for you and not listen to other people.
Yeah.
Just felt the need to say that.
No, you're absolutely right.
It just is ick. Well, also the orthorexia that comes from all this stuff, and like the anti-vax. I mean, it is a dark, dark
world. It has a lot of dark sides. And also, I mean, it's like there's a balance of things too. Like, everyone should, in a perfect world, be able to, like, if Niagen is really helpful and NAD is like the cutting edge of science and it really does help everyone's lives, it should be like more widely accessible.
Absolutely.
And if only we lived in the kind of country that like did value your health.
Yeah. But
that's just not the case. So I don't like the inaccessibility. It's like, it's a hard line to, because I do like the inaccessibility factor.
Of course you do.
But my soul does not like, nor does it agree with that. But will I engage with it anyways? Probably yes. But I know the truth, which is that it's fucked up if someone really needs something or someone would really benefit from something and then they can't have it.
You know, in terms of like calling out trends down the pipeline, like this is something that's actually been around forever. It's just starting to come online to being more available. Like pretty much every IV hydration place, concierge, IV, all of them offer this. It's just insanely expensive now. And my hope is that it becomes more accessible and the prices go down.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Next.
Next up.
After I've just denounced all of wellness.
No, and I also just have to say, shout out to mitochondria. I failed freshman year biology, took it in summer school, then took it again sophomore year. And I've just always been obsessed with the powerhouse of the cell. So when I learned that NAD was like a mitochondria specific thing, I was on board.
You guys, mitochondria?
Niche. Mitochondria is out here. Niche. Doing the work. Yeah. Okay. The next thing is pretty much free, depending on where
breathing.
You live.
No.
Nothing is actually completely problematic free.
That's true.
But I think that radical hydration is going to be.
Is replacing radical honesty.
Yeah. Or it's like it exists, it's coexisting with radical honesty. But I think it's like, A, we need to be drinking a lot more water than just the recommended eight glasses a day. The workout studio I go to says that you should take your weight, divide it by two, and then you should be drinking that many ounces of water per day. But even I think that that's not enough. And this other thing that I'm going to mention later recommends that everyone needs to be drinking like 120 ounces to 130 ounces of water a day.
They basically want us to be floating away.
Yeah. And I think that, so not only like drink water, get whatever vessel you need to feel confident that you can like drink as much water as possible. I found that like a 32 ounce bottle is like the most approachable, because I'm like, okay, if I drink four of these a day, like I'm good. And I can get like two out of the way in the morning. It might be like 16 to 20 ounces.
Okay. Just assessing my bottle.
Yeah. I like to chug like 20 to 30 ounces the first thing when I wake
up.
That's
so good.
It's like I've really got myself in the habit of doing that, because as the day goes on, I just don't want to drink water anymore. So I was like, let's front load hydration. So I drink like a bottle in the morning. Then I go to a workout class and try and drink a bottle while I'm at the workout class. Then I've got 50 ounces just under my belt.
Banked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I can fuck around the rest of the day and not meet my water goal, but I know at least I got like
started
a good
strong.
Basic level. Yeah. I think that I started taking every once in a while these like mineral sachets that are basically seawater, and you hold it in your mouth around first thing in the morning. It helps you like mineralize and maintain hydration. So I think like hydration tools such as that will become more prevalent as
yeah.
well.
I've said this on our sparkling water haul. I've never been a fan of packets of mm-hmm. things, but I have recently come around to the Element packets. They have a flavorless one, so it just sort of makes your water salty, but I notice a difference
this
in
is
hydration.
You just hold it in your it's yeah. like a literal salt blast of liquid in your mouth that you just hold. I don't like putting anything really in my water. I have an aversion
yeah.
to that, which I'm trying to get over slowly but surely. But yeah, and I think like doing things like adding a few drops of like chlorophyll in your water.
That's what I was just going to say. I think I have the solution for you, which is why my water is green and I do this every single day, is I use the chlorophyll drops from this brand called Juna. Juna is this women's health brand that they do insane amounts of R&D, and the detox drops are my favorite thing that they offer, and I really love everything that they do. But It's a chlorophyll drop that doesn't need to be refrigerated. A lot of times chlorophyll does need to be refrigerated, and so that's already a barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're flavored with like a little lemon and a little mint, so it kind of overpowers that grassy taste. There's some back and forth on whether chlorophyll has any nutritional value at all, but what it does do is, for me, it's that routine of adding the drops to my water first thing in the morning. It's like a tiny little action, and it gets me going with hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's definitely not hurting anything. As I said, jury's out on if there's any added value, but
if it's green.
It's green. If it's green,
can't be that bad.
It's got to be good for you. That's what I always say. So I love it. It's delicious. I feel like you would.
Okay.
It could maybe like get you into a new zone.
Yeah, that could take it to the next level. I did find a good chlorophyll. It does have to be refrigerated, but like for the amount that you get.
Yeah. Is it the Saqqara one?
No, though I do have those.
Yeah.
I just found like a $15 big thing at Erewhon.
Oh, yeah.
So then I have that in the fridge.
I've had that one, but it needed to be refrigerated, and I felt like I would always forget about it.
It does not pour easily into a tablespoon, so it will make a mess and will stain anything it touches.
I used to do the Saqqara ones. I like the Juna ones better for what it's worth.
Nice.
And
that's
worth
a lot.
I actually have codes for both. So.
Oh, love that. We'll drop those in the description. I think upping your water intake, obviously, is relatively free and easy to do. Just drink more water. But if you want to get like kooky about it, I think there are a lot of tools that are going to make your water work for you better. And one of my favorite books is like this Japanese book called The Hidden Messages in Water. And it was basically this scientist that studied water molecules and like ice molecules and found that water like transmits and responds to just like vibes and energy. I'm not even lying. You can go look at this book. It sounds insane, but then you read it and you're like, wait, this is bonkers.
Makes sense.
He studied water molecules where it was like someone said like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, like over and over. And the water molecule looked different than ones where someone said like, I love you, I love you, I love you. There is a brand that makes like some expensive ass like crystal wand that is filled with.
I used to have one of those.
Love water. And you mix your water with it and it transmits that energy because water will pick up on other water's energy. It sounds insane, but I have full body chills and I'm like, we are not thinking about the vibes of
the
water.
The intention of the water.
And putting good vibe water into our
I will
bodies.
Say, there was a place on Sunset right by Joe's Pizza. There was a water place. I think it's still there. I haven't been on that side of town shopping for water in a hot minute. But they had like abundance water, love water, and you would fill up, what are those like plastic
tubs? Your big
tubs.
Old jug.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I used to go there and, you know, obviously I'm a big into manifestation, but it has to be like active manifestation where you're doing your part.
Yeah.
And
the crazy thing is like, you can't just say you want something and then it happens. That was like a long learning process
that's
for
right.
me. Yeah.
And I did the abundance one and it, I'm not gonna lie guys, it worked.
This shit works. We all need to be
also working my ass off, but also like a corner turned while I was drinking the wealth water or the abundance water or whatever it was.
This is what I'm saying.
Just saying.
How are you gonna make your water work for you in 2023 and how are you gonna be the most hydrated, but also the like best vibes you can possibly
and
be.
Honestly, if that water is a grift, that's my kind of grift. I love
can't
that
hurt.
Scam.
It's a can't hurt scam.
Exactly. I'm already drinking water.
Yeah.
I'm already purchasing water because the water quality at my home, sus.
No, I'm not drinking tap water.
Might as well tack on an intention with it.
Yeah. That's my favorite kind of wellness scam is like if it's not like I'm feeling good either way.
Right.
Because I would at least be just hydrated. And if it has, it's not actively hurting
you. It's a small
you.
Business.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's good.
Okay. Great. Also, if anybody happens to know, I am on the search for a strong at-home water filter situation, and I need to know the best ones because the Brita is not cutting it.
No.
And I've been looking into, there's a system that you can have installed into your faucet basically with like the three different, like it's osmosis thing, and there's those three different kinds of filters, and it's very intense, and it's about $1,000, which is a lot of money. And if you move, they will reinstall it where you move. But I'm wondering if there's a cheaper option that is has like a health stamp of approval on it.
I'm gonna give you a podcast episode to listen to about this guy who goes in deep on like water stuff.
Okay. Really need to know though if anybody has any recs.
Yeah. Another thing that I think is good in water is like rose water. You can get that at like a health food store, and just like it, like having like a rosy tint to your water is nice. I'm, again, not much of like a, any flavored water. My goal is just to meet my water quota, but it might help if I had some sort of
like a little helper.
Yeah. And recently a study was published that said dehydrated people like die faster. Like if you're not drinking enough water, like it can really extend your life. And I think this next wave of like wellness and health is about longevity and things that really extend your longevity. And I feel like Gen Z is going to live into like their hundreds easily.
Good for them.
I know. I feel like millennials were like the last generation. I don't know. I just think Gen Z's healthier. They drink less. They're less into like smoking.
Well, time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
This is honestly, during the colder months, my absolute favorite, most beloved household item, let alone wellness item. It's a PEMF infrared mat that Midas and I lay on every single night.
Wow.
Put it on the floor. It's by Higher Dose, who we, you know, the ultimate goal is to have a Higher Dose actual walk-in sauna.
It's a two-niche approved brand.
Yes. Major, major. And I have the sauna blanket, but I have the older model that has the Velcro fastening. And I know how you feel about the soup of it all, the human
sauna
soup
blanket
of it all.
Is truly... with love and light to anyone that does them. Like, I wish you well in your endeavors, but you will never find me in a sauna blanket.
I'm just bummed that I have the V1 version.
What's the difference between that one?
It Velcros fastens and the newer version zippers up.
Oh, yeah. You need to zip.
It's essential, truly. But this PEMF mat is incredible. I have the regular sized one, which... as we've mentioned before, I'm lacking on square footage. So the larger one is a little hard for me to store, and it's kind of heavy for me to move around the house. If I were to purchase it again, I would go for the Go mat. It's half the price. You can put it on your chair while you're sitting at your desk, or you can lay down on it. And I sort of feel when I am laying down for the heat factor, it's really like my upper back and neck that I'm really trying to like get that heat therapy on. So if I were to purchase it again, I would go for the smaller size. So that's just a personal tip. But I was researching PEMF because I honestly, just it being February, I just love the heat factor of this contraption. But PEMF, which is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, helps with increasing circulation, decreasing inflammation, accelerating bone healing, enhancing muscle function, reducing effects of stress, improving blood oxygenation. And it's actually FDA approved for pain and edema a relief, so for inflammation. And I'm just a huge fan. I think it's the best investment. And I also think if you live someplace where it gets cold, it's like the must-have household item. It is a heating pad on steroids.
Can you use it also as a grounding mat?
Yeah, so it has ion therapy and PEMF. And
like, could you stand? I have a standing desk that I try to log more time standing at than sitting. And I've been looking into like trying to get a grounding mat that does PEMF. Do they make one like that?
I would just use the smaller one and just stand on it. Yeah. I just think the smaller one is just superior because you can put it on a chair. You can put it underneath your feet and it's not like a ton of wasted heat being emanated out.
PMF your holes.
Yeah.
While you sit.
All of them. So I just love this thing. It's a high ticket item, but it is so worth it.
There's another one that I found that was like a grounding mat on Amazon that had good reviews and people seemed to really like it. And yeah. As a stander, I was really intrigued. It was on my 2023, I'm going to buy this because I need it bucket list.
I've heard great things about the Amazon PEMF mats. I just really trust the Higher Dose brand. I know how much, again, the research and development that goes in to what they put out is very well documented. And so I don't really know about that when it comes to the ones on Amazon. So that was just sort of my choice with that. Also, I will say Higher Dose was really smart and they obviously carry a lot of high ticket items for purchase. They came out with products that sort of help you with your sweat and detox experiences. They put out this oil that you put on before you go into an infrared sauna and it like is heat activated. They came out with a magnesium spray that you spray after you've done the sauna, like before you go to sleep, that just relaxes your muscles. And then they came out with this amazing bath salt sort of magnesium soak that I'm obsessed with.
Ooh, I like
it's
that.
It's so good. So I was like, I see what you're doing there, guys. Yeah. But not many brands are really serving that category. So it makes a lot of sense, obviously. And I love an infrared sweat. It's like my favorite thing ever. So A+.
Yeah. One of my good friends, like best friends from high school, has an infrared sauna in her garage and we like sauna when I go to visit her and it was epic.
Yeah,
like nothing is as good as that.
So this is so random, but my friend Kim Vanderbeek used to go to her and James's sauna that was at their house and I was always like, if seventh grade Elizabeth knew that one day she'd be sauning at Dawson's,
that's a power move.
She'd be pleased.
These are the moments that you really look back and you're happy. Your teenage self is really proud of you.
Stoked.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to now recommend something that people have said to me and made fun of me for this, but I truly don't care because I believe in it and I think that it's helped me. And that's where I stand with it.
Okay.
I was told about this company called F-Life, Focused Life Energy Force.
LOL it being called F-Life.
And
already I'm into it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm listening. And whenever someone's talking about frequencies, like my third eye is open. I love it. I love that you can't see them. I love just like the idea of vibes. Like, tell me more. So this company, I guess, can like generate frequencies and they send them to your house.
They're a vibe delivery service.
Yeah. And like nothing happens except they like turn on the frequencies and just like are sending frequencies to your house. And it's just like good energy. They like raise the frequency of your surroundings. And they offer like you can either have them send it to your living house. You can have them send it to your phone and then you just carry around your phone. You can have them send it to an object and it'll just be in an object, but it raises the frequencies. You can like even jack up the frequencies if you want to do a meditation, like for 2 minutes and
they'll send you a boost.
They'll boost you, or you can do like another boost. They have like a 30-minute version. But this was firing on all cylinders for me because I love something that's completely intangible, that might actually be fake. But if not, is the best invention I've ever heard of. And they had a free trial where you didn't have to put a credit card down or anything. So I was like, whatever, like I'll see about this good energy. I tried it for 15 days, which is a very generous free trial period. And I'm telling you, the vibes in this apartment,
the vibes are strong.
The week, I couldn't remember like what week it was going off, but I remember waking up and I was like, I wonder if the thing is over because I'm not feeling as like good of vibes around here. And then I checked and it had expired. So I immediately signed up. I think it's $30 a month and I'm just paying for vibes now. And I am happy to do it. And I think
you're like, fuck the Erewhon smoothie. I'll take the vibes.
I'll take vibes for 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's a pretty low overhead for like a high reward. I feel like my personal vibes have been better. Like I'm just like, I'm a big proponent. And I suggested it on, I think, a bonus episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. And the few people that have done it have also been like, things are shifting.
Okay. I want to try that. But here's my follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
What if you open the pathway to vibes being sent your way and then they stop and then they're like, now it's bad vibes coming? What if you're playing with those energy channels? What's to say you're not opening yourself up for not just the good, but also the bad?
Well, the way frequencies work, to my understanding, is that you want to be on like the higher frequencies. So I think emotions, love and gratitude and acceptance are all like high frequency emotions. And then things like jealousy, anger, resentment, guilt, and shame are like super low frequency. So if you're raising the frequency, you're raising into like the good emotions. Okay. If you're like a low frequency kind of vibe.
Type of human.
Yeah, like you're already, I mean, unless someone broke into this company and turned their vibe machine down to low and then somehow were sending like horrible vibes to people. They also, the person that told me about this said that it's run by like two guys in Canada. Like it's a very small company. They'll call you and ask you like how
the vibes
things are going. Yeah, they'll give you like tips on how to boost and like all the shit. And the person that told me about this said that they have an agreement because their discovery is so powerful and they know that they'll like use it for good. It was like after they pass away, like the company has agreed to like totally shut because they can't trust anyone else with the frequencies.
Who is this just coming from, like a healer or is it like a machine? I have so many questions, but I also am sold. Sight unseen. I'm like, yep, great idea.
This is like delving into quantum association and like quantum physics or something.
Okay.
And I always liked physics, so I just trust it. So FLFE system is designed to activate a consistent high consciousness environment for us to thrive in. They're literally just sending you good vibes.
I'm here for it.
And this is like the water. I think it's a similar line of scientific or pseudoscientific, depending on how you're feeling about this.
So sorry, New York Times, who says vibes are out. They're very vibes much in.
Definitely in. And I would have to say that saying vibes are out, I regret to inform you, whoever wrote that, that your frequencies are low and you need FLFE. But just go to FLFE and do this 15-day free trial and just see. Just see how it goes. It literally can't hurt. And also, if they're scamming, I love them for this. I think it's the best scam
ever. Obsessed with this scam.
Yeah.
I think it's genius.
Yeah. You just have to believe. They're just activating
fields. That's the essence of life, mm-hmm. is just believing. Okay. Well, I'm going to I'll take your F life.
Okay.
Which I'm still not over that name.
Oh, FLFE. Right, I misspoke.
That's what I like to call it. Because I like the double entendre that it's evoking. I'll take that and I will raise you with my Akashic Records reader who I meet with on a monthly basis.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I work with this woman named Carrie Ann Price, who is an angel from above. She is just the most intuitive, sweetest, kindest, most supportive person. So just like, again, to your point, just the vibes and her frequency just soothes me instantly. But basically, Akashic Records, the way she explained it to me was that it's basically our personal world wide web that holds all of our lifetime's choices. So it's past life files, mm-hmm. essentially. So when I first started working with her, she sort of like went into, and I'm using heavy air quotes, she went into my records or my files, and she can see our past and present life choices and how that sort of helps towards what we're working towards for the future. So in the first session, first few sessions, I was learned about sort of like my soul gifts and how to incorporate them into my daily life. So one of the ones that I, like my main gift from what I was told from this reading was that I'm a divine communicator. So I'm basically, according to the reading, my gift is to help teach ideas and communicate ideas. So that's kind of helpful when creating and producing podcasts. If I know that that is actually in line with my true sensibility, I don't know how else to put it, but it helps me with my confidence in the medium because I'm like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I shouldn't doubt that, yeah. doubt what I'm doing. So that's actually just been really helpful on a tactile level of sort of getting through the jitters of being a creator and being unsure at times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I do these monthly spirit guide sessions where she measures the actions I'm taking. So like in different categories, and it's sort of like a percentage level of if it's aligned or not. I know it sounds wacky.
No, I'm on board.
Okay.
And I just want to interject and say that I think this also aligns with understanding of quantum whatevers is going to be like a huge wellness, like just like next wave discovery. And I think this aligns with all of that in some way. I can't put into exact words, but I feel like understanding energies and intentions and
existence
how they manifest
beyond this plane.
Because also I think everyone agrees that like you can change your mindset around something and have a totally different experience with it. Like, and your mind and thoughts are so powerful. And that's just an example of like nothing actually changed, but an energy changed.
Right.
And then how do you like, maybe we'll learn how to measure that more, or like there will be more science around that kind of shit.
She also does clearings, which is really helpful.
Love.
She'll do a space clearing. I've been working with her, it's almost 3 years now, so I've really gotten the full menu.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite thing that she does really well, and this is where it gets kooky, she talks to my spirit guides, and her voice literally changes. Like her cadence changes. The words she uses are not really, like it's not coming from her. She's definitely getting
a
download. Yeah. And Live. It's the best. And it just gives me a little boost. And yes, therapy. And yes, daily journaling and a million of the other things that I do to help like keep myself on track. But this is one that I think is perceived as, you know, on paper more out there, but it really helps. And at the end of the day, it just helps me connect to my center and get clear on like my directive for the month. And that's really, I think, like what's been helpful. And also, by the way, she took like the energy reading on Two Niche and it was like 100% across the board.
Hell yeah.
So
love her.
Love her. And then the other thing, it all goes back to, in her terminology, she talks about being on your soul mountain, and you can't have anybody else on your soul mountain. It needs to be an individual experience. And sometimes we're climbing up the soul mountain, and sometimes we're standing firmly atop of it. And then sometimes people are trying to get on your mountain, and you gotta kick them off.
I'm getting her info.
And also, here's the best part. I've connected with her because she's my friend's mom.
Wow. Okay.
Which is sort of like the best way to find someone who's going to read your soul, because you know they're not some like grifter.
Yeah, they're not going to bullshit you.
So Akashic Records, Soul Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I bought a book that was like teaching you how to navigate your own Akashic Records. So you can DIY it if you're so inclined.
Definitely.
I mean, it's wanted to, but I was like, this is a whole thing.
Yeah. Have you done Human Design?
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a projector.
I'm a manifest generator.
Oh, love.
Good combo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think that's all I had for our wellness haul today.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for all these things.
This feels like a highly predictive, highly trend forecasty rundown. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. I think that like there's things that just make sense. There's things that might not make sense, but more will come to light in the future. And I wish everyone good vibes.
Same. Thank you guys so much for listening. I said that I was like, same. Thank you guys so much for listening. Honestly, we have the best time hauling and chatting with you. If you feel like leaving a little review,
make it cute. A 5-star one.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we'd love it.
We'd love it. That would be wellnessy for us.
It would be great. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_too_niche.